This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
God, you are such a bad person. I don't like you at all. He was just a time. I don't know what he's doing with his life now, but man, I haven't seen him since high school and I'm not upset about it at all.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, episode 111. It's Spider and Ashley back again. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm doing really good because it was over 70 degrees today, so it was really nice.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. Took the day off yesterday. Took a little rest from work, and I think it kind of did me some good. I felt revitalized when I logged into work today. I was able to get a manual that I was working on done. So I'm feeling a little bit accomplished.
Good. That's always nice. Yeah. Especially like, you know, since you're stuck at home and then, you know, you're still working from home. So it's still nice to have some days to yourself without having to worry about work.
Right.
I took Toby on two walks today, as I usually do if it's nice. And he'll want to go outside, like in the backyard, and I put him out there. Mm-hmm. And then he just, like, if it's nice out, he'll just like lay down or sit. I'm like, you're supposed to be going like to the bathroom. We're gonna go on a walk later. Just go potty and then come back in. Because I have to sit back there with him, because if I walk away he whines. So I have to just sit there while he goes. So if he like is like, all right, I'm just going to chill, I'm like, no, listen.
Just do what you came out here to do.
You were whining at me, so clearly you had to go, but you're just sitting here. But, I mean, for the most part, he's been all right. Yeah, it's been nice. And then, obviously, you know, everyone gets to have go outside and just exist when it's nice out. So, like, everyone's always outside when it's nice because everyone, for the most part, is stuck at home. So,
yeah.
It's always nice seeing, like, other people outside, especially, like, kids playing and stuff. But Smokey's been... He loves to be in the window, but then, you know, we have stray cats around, so then he just, he'll, like, yell at them. Not, like, yell, but he'll just meow at them, try to get their attention, and he'll, like, try and claw out the window like he wants to get them. And I'm like, you're just leave them alone. They're fine. But, yeah, it's been all right. I got my hair cut.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I had my sister do it.
And how did that turn out?
Fine. I think it looks really good.
Okay.
That's why I had her do it, because she's done our other sisters before and it's looked fine.
Oh.
So I had her start off like with just a little bit, and then I just have her kept going higher the better I liked it. So it's up to like, it was down probably like mid back or a little bit lower, and now it's up to almost my shoulders.
Okay.
And I'm loving it. It's, yeah, I haven't had it this short in like 10 years or something like that. So, I'm really liking it.
That's good.
Yeah. But, man, not much has been going on, really.
No, there really has not been much going on. I mean, other than I think people are really starting to get tired of being at home. And so now it's at least from what I've been reading, some states are starting to roll out plans to get everybody like back out into society and stuff like that. And it's quite the divisive topic.
Well, part of it is because it's getting, you know, nicer out, so people want to be able to go places and, you know. But I know Michigan just extended it through, like, May 15th.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens after then. But I think my friend said something about how, like, you can only, or the governors or something can only do, like, a certain amount of time. That's why they can't, like... That's why they only go like 2 or 3 weeks at a time, because they can't go longer than that. They do like 2 or 3 weeks, and then when that starts to be up, they can add on more, but they can't be like for 2 months or something. Yeah. I don't know.
At least for us here, it seems like it's sort of not conducive to have the governor say one thing and then the mayor say something else. Because like our governor, I believe yesterday, he announced that the stay-at-home order will be extended to May 15th, May 16th, something like that. But there were a couple different caveats to it, saying that starting, I believe, May 1st, restaurants can open back up as long as they have outdoor seating. All public working officials, or all like public working people, have to wear masks while they're working. And there was one other thing that that went into that extension. So he announced that yesterday. The mayor of New Orleans came back and said, that's not happening in New Orleans. All the restaurants are still staying carry out or delivery only. Nobody's going back to work after the 16th. Like, no, we're not doing it. I don't care what the governor said. That's not happening in New Orleans.
That, yeah, like, I know, like, our city had a curfew, but, like, I hadn't heard of anyone else that had a curfew in Michigan. Maybe other places that aren't around here, but at least around here, our city had one. But, like, no one else did. So, and it wasn't really... I mean, we're already, like, supposed to stay at home anyway, so the curfew really didn't make any sense. It was, like, 9 p.m. to, like, 6 a.m. It was, like, you know, nothing. Can't do anything. And then that's supposed to be lifted, like, the last day is April 30th. And as far as I've heard, the mayor plans on just letting it end and not continuing that. But, you know, the stay-at-home order is... until the 15th. And I don't know if things have changed for that. Like, if they've added... I think now if you go to the store, I think you might have to have a mask. Because originally it wasn't like that. Yeah. But I think now it might be. Like, yeah. I just went to the store last week, and you didn't have to. But I think now you might have to, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think I've been seeing that here, too. It's like, if you're going to go out in public, then it's mandatory that you wear a mask. And I think that might be kind of, they're trying to put that in practice into most places.
I have 2 masks. They're not, like, you know, medical masks or anything. One was, I got from kpoptown.com or whatever the frick, years ago. It was for BAP's, like, concert tour merch, but I just... liked the mask, so I got it. And I usually wear that one during the winter, because it just covers up, you know, like half my face, so it's nice to wear during the winter to keep myself a little bit warmer. So I have that one, and then I have one that's just got like a cute cat face on it, because I bought that last time we were in Chicago, because it was really cold and rainy, so we just got some masks to put on our face again to kind of keep us warmer, because I hadn't brought mine because I didn't think I would need it. So I have those 2, but those are the only 2 I have. And when I do, like, go to the store, I have them in my pocket. But unless someone makes me wear it, I usually don't. And so far, no one has. And there's other people who don't wear masks either. But I always have it with me just in case. If someone's like, you can't come in the store unless you're wearing it, I'll be like, all right, I'll put it on then.
Yeah. I saw an image earlier. What was it? vice president, he went to the Mayo Clinic and was walking around the hospital without a mask on. But like, if you're going to go to a hospital, that's probably the one place you would want to put
a mask. You should, yeah. Well, I mean, well, I guess, I don't know, but yeah, I don't get that. Just like, hospital is, I mean, there's actual, 100% there's people with the virus there.
Right.
Or, you know, so that's a place where you should wear it, but like, if you're out in public, a lot of times, most of the people you run into probably won't have it, so it's just kind of like a precaution, but like, at the hospital, that's where you should wear one, because, you know.
And the crazy thing about the picture is that everyone around him has a mask on except him.
I mean, like, you do you, I guess.
How do you know? I guess he figures, oh, well, if everybody has on a mask, then I don't need one.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. Is that how it works? It could.
Maybe. It's still.
As long as you don't touch anything? I don't know. Oh, well. There was some dude I saw walking around, it was like two people, just, you know, taking a walk in the neighborhood when I was walking Toby, but the one person had on, like, gloves, like, medical gloves.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, like, no mask or anything, and they're just walking around the neighborhood. I was like, all right, I guess. Like, sometimes I see people walking with masks, and I'm like, yeah, I guess, sometimes you pass people, but this guy just had gloves, but no mask, and was just walking around the neighborhood.
I don't understand the logic behind that.
It's like, you're not touching anything. I don't. If anything, maybe a mask. But like, I don't take a mask when I walk Toby, because most of the time I don't get close enough to people that it would matter.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same thing I see. Like, if I'll go to the grocery store and I see like the cashier with gloves on, I'm like, unless you're changing gloves every time, like, you take money from another person. Or every time you ring up somebody else, I mean, you're kind of defeating the purpose, because if you just have a pair of gloves on all day, if you do come in contact with something that's contaminated, then you're effectively contaminating every single thing that you touch for the rest of the time that you have those gloves on.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I went to the store, it was just last week, it was last Thursday, even, like, some of the workers didn't have, like, masks or anything, and some of the people walking around didn't. So, and I mean, if you don't wear one, for me, I'm like, oh, well. But, I don't, like, some people were wearing the mask, and that's fine, but, and it's funny, you know, when you're walking down the same aisle as someone, because people, like, kind of give you a dirty look and, like, move off to the side, and it's like, listen, man, I gotta get down this aisle, too. I'm not gonna go all the way around just to grab something that's, like, next to you. I just... Please.
Yeah.
Just don't look at me. Just whatever. I'm not gonna, like, go completely out of my way around the other aisle, come back around and grab something when I can just walk past you. Especially when those are the kind of people that have masks on. And then I just try and stay away from people just because I know people... Some people are like that, and they don't want you near them, so I'm like, I'll just try and stay away, because that's probably what you want, you know, but I'm not, like, a huge, you know, like, if someone goes by me, I'm not, like, up against the shelves, like, don't come near me, you know, but I won't actively try and go near someone or something, and I just use the self-checkout machines, I always do anyway, people make me nervous, so I don't like to deal with people, especially because then I feel, like, really nervous when there's people behind me, and, like, I have to, like, put in, like, pay. I always pay with card now. I don't have cash, but, you know, back when I used to use cash, trying to count that out, and then, like, I'm shaking because I'm nervous, and then I have to count it out and then give it to the person, and I'm really bad at, I can't count fast, and then, like, if I get messed up, I have to start over, so I just use self-checkouts whenever I can. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm just trying to... More than likely, they're probably like, I don't care, whatever, but no, it makes me nervous.
I get that feeling, like, even if I'm, like... I remember the last time I went to Walgreens, for whatever I went to Walgreens for, and yeah, just like you, I paid in cash. Well, not in cash, I paid with a card. So I put the card in the machine, they remove your card. I'm like, okay. They give me my stuff, they give me receipts. So I'm like, okay, I gotta put the receipt in the bag, put my card back in my wallet, put my wallet back in my pocket. I was just like, it's too many things.
The next person needs to go.
Right.
and then like, then half the time it's just automatic where I like put the receipt in my wallet. And then sometimes you get to the end of the store and they're like, frick. Sometimes they need to see a receipt.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, now I have to get it out. I just put it all in. Yeah. It's like, God dang it. or when you, after you put in your card and it's like, do you want cash back? And then you hit like cancel instead of no. And then it completely cancels it out. So then you have to take it out and they have to hit something. And then you have to put it back in. It's like, God dang it. I hate that. You know, I mean, you gotta go to the store. You gotta suffer.
Yeah, you gotta go through
it. And then when I go with, like, my mom, because if we go to Kroger, at least the Kroger we go to, I don't know about other Krogers, but, there's, like, two or three normal lanes, and then there's, like, four, like, self-checkouts, but those self-checkouts, I think, are, like meant for, you know, like 10 items or less or something like that. Mm-hmm. So for those ones, like, you have to go to a person. But like at Meijer, they have like, I don't know, five or more self-checkouts. Like they have smaller ones, which are like 10, 20 items, something like that or less. But then they have normal ones where you still do it yourself. Walmart does too, but there's no like limit. So those are the ones that like grandma and I go to. And that's what I prefer to do. Just so I don't have to deal with a person. Not so much I don't have to deal with a person, but I get nervous dealing with people, so it's for me. It's not like, you know.
Yeah.
But if I go with mom, we don't. Even if we go to Walmart, if I go with mom, then she's like, no, we gotta go to a person. It's faster. I'm like, I don't care about faster. I don't want to deal with a person. I'll bag up your stuff for you. I don't care. She doesn't have the same problem I do.
They typically don't.
But for me, if I can avoid people as much as possible, then I will, because people make me nervous.
Yeah.
But what do you have today?
Well, speaking of people who hopefully have not made you nervous, I was wondering, in elementary school, middle school, high school, doesn't matter the year, who would you say was your favorite teacher? What subject did they teach? And was that your favorite subject? And if it was, why? Oh.
My mom's calling me. Hold on.
Okay. No problem.
Hello?
Hello?
What? What?
Okay.
Mom brought me dinner because apparently.
Nice.
So now I have some dinner to eat after the podcast. But anyway, back to it. What was your question again?
So my question, it's a multi-part question.
It's, okay.
Middle school, high school, doesn't matter what year. Mm-hmm. Who was your favorite teacher? What subject did they teach? Was that your favorite subject? And if it was, why?
Ooh. Well, I had, let's see. There were like two teachers that I really liked in high school. One was Mrs. Fraz, and she taught, what is it? Science. I can't I remember the name. What are you taking? It's sophomore science. Whatever that was. I can't remember.
Science. Was it chemistry?
No, that was junior year.
That's the science.
It was biology.
Okay.
Biology. That's what it was. She taught, I really wanted to say like botany. I was like, that's not it.
I don't think that'd be a high school class. I don't know. Maybe. I guess it depends on how.
I took that in high school, too. Really? It was bad. I hated it. Yeah, hated it. But she taught biology. Mm-hmm. And normal, like, I'm not like a huge like science person, but she was just so much fun. And after she like got to know us, like, you know, us as a class, she put me, my friend, and then two other that kids that were like really smart, because it was like a four, you'd have like a table that fit four people. So she put all four of us in the back, because even though like we talked and hung out or whatever, she's like, you guys always did your work. And then like when I was next to my friend, she's like, she always does her work more when she's next to you. So you four just do your own thing back here. So she was really cool and she just made it really fun. And she was a good teacher. I did really well in that class. And like I said, I'm not usually a science person. Yeah. So I really liked her. And then the other one that I really liked was Mr. Hummel. I had him for two things. I had him for psychology and sociology. I think I took one sophomore year and one junior year or something like that. I don't remember. They only half a semester each. But he was also really fun. He was just really funny. He was one of those people that he says anything he says, even if it's like a joke, he says it with like a really straight face, which makes it even funnier. and I do like psychology and stuff. So that's why like I signed up for those classes originally, and then taking it, he made it a lot more fun. So I really enjoyed going to those classes.
Okay.
I think that was about it. Those are like my two favorite teachers, and they both happen to be in high school, but
yeah.
What about you?
I would say my two favorites were in high school as well. And just like you, one of them was my biology teacher. We had biology, well, at least I had biology freshman year. And her name was Miss Moray. And I've always liked science, even like when I was in elementary and middle school, science was always my favorite subject. But she had a great personality. She was like real, she was cheery, but not like annoyingly bubbly, if that makes sense. But she actually made biology interesting. She made it fun. A lot of the stuff that we did was more hands-on and experimental versus like taking notes and stuff like that. So it was always some kind of activity or something for us to do. And I think because that appeals to my way of learning, I think that's probably why I enjoy being in that class that much. But I've always loved science experiments. Science experiments are awesome. My other teacher was Mr. Ogle, and he was my journalism teacher. I had him junior and senior year. I don't remember like what kind of led me to taking journalism as an elective, but when I saw it was available, I don't know. I think maybe it might have been a photography aspect of it, because I've always liked photography. And I don't know, it's just once I got into journalism, that kind of pushed me into a certain direction that I kind of took, you know, throughout my adult life and sort of spawned me on a whole journey of communication field work. But beyond that, he was just a real nice guy to be able to like sit down and talk to, like about current events, just about controversial topics, and just he valued an educated opinion, and being able to talk to him and he'll listen to your views on something and he'll be like, well, why do you feel that way? Or why do you think that? And even if you didn't have an answer, it's not like he would berate your opinion for not having any like supporting reasons or anything. He would like try to encourage you to, well, you know, go do some research. Figure out exactly, you know, why it is that you feel that way. Why you have that stance on the way you feel about something. He's like, you might find something that will reinforce the way you feel, or you might find something that will actually like turn your opinion and you might go the other way. So I always thought that was good. And he was a real big proponent of like building his students up with confidence. It's like I will always say that he saw more in me than I saw in myself. Like, he just knew that I was gonna, like, be great in college, and he was not necessarily pushing me, but he was kind of, like, suggesting that I join the same fraternity that he was in, because he's gonna be a good fit for it, and I was like, what am I doing? Oh, fraternity. But no, he was always very encouraging, and he was always very optimistic. And I went back and I saw him a couple times after I got into the military, because when I got into the military and I was a photojournalist, and so I went back to my old high school one day in uniform, and I went to talk to the principal because the old principal was still there, and I kind of went, saw a couple of the old teachers that were still kind of hanging around, and he was there, and I just, you know, ran into him and talked to him a little bit and told him what I had been up to. And, you know, he was like, I knew it. I always saw greatness in you. He's like, kind of sad you didn't join a fraternity, because I told him I went to college for like a year and then I dropped out. So he was like, I didn't see that one coming. I was like, well, to be honest with you, I didn't see it coming either. So, surprise to both of us.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Man, I remember we had to take a class that was, stop, Toby. That was, well, it was something to do with, like, relationships or something like that. Yeah, I don't remember. I ended up getting stuck with it. It was the same teacher. I got stuck with her a few different times. Like, she was fine, but it was the classes that, like, I didn't want to take, but I ended up getting stuck with them. Mm. One of them had to do with, like, relationships or something like that. I can't remember what it was called. You had to... One of the projects was, like, coming up with a list of controversial questions, and then she had to look through that list and, you know, make sure you didn't, like, just copy a whole list or whatever. Like, you actually got different questions from different things or whatever, and then approve the questions. And then the ones that were approved, eventually, like, we would all sit in a circle in the room and have to... Every person would ask one of their controversial questions to whoever the person that was chosen for that day. They had to answer them. Like, they had to give an answer and then, like, an explanation for their answer. Mm-hmm. And there was no, like you weren't allowed to, you know, judge someone based on their answer or whatever. I hated it. Especially because most of the time when we did that, it was because we had a sub, too, because she was pregnant, so then, like, she was home, you know, like, on maternity leave. Mm-hmm. So we had a sub who had no idea what was going on. So that was really bad as part of it. And then there was also this one kid who I went, like, he was there the whole time. I had various classes with him throughout high school. And he always made me mad because for, like, my freshman year, I had not gone to, like, the middle school that had been, or any of the elementary schools that was, like, connected with this high school. Because I actually, this high school that I went to was out of my city. So I didn't really know anyone there. And, like, freshman year, I happened to be in a class and, like, we were doing, you know, some sort of project or something. So we were just, like, allowed to talk with each other and stuff. And I happened to be laughing at something one of my friends said. And I don't remember if he said it directly to me. He might. I think he did. I don't know, but it's something about, like, how I laughed really loud and I should be quiet or something. Mm. And I was like, what the frick? And then there was another thing, like, another time. He was very Christian also. Like, he would come back from school on Ash Wednesday with, like, the frickin' the ash cross on his forehead. He said something, too, because I was friends with someone who, she was a Muslim, and he said something before, like, Christians and Muslims can't be friends, and I was like, what the frick? Wow. I think it was, like, sophomore year, he, like, needed help in math, and he would, like, ask me questions, like, oh, how do I do this? And, like, I would help him, because I wasn't like, no, don't talk to me, I was just like, yeah, sure, man, whatever, just... whatever. And then one of the, because he was in that class, And one of the controversial things was, you know, someone, one of the questions that a lot of people had on their thing was, you know, like gay marriage and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the questions he was asked by someone. And he was like, no, I don't believe in it because I'm Catholic. I was like, oh, God, you are such a bad person. I don't like you at all. But he was just a time. I don't know what he's doing with his life now, but man, I haven't seen him since high school, and I'm not upset about it at all. But for the most part, I liked where I went to high school. I liked, it was the first time I'd ever been to a bigger school where not everyone knows everyone, and like it was a public school, so you know, you could essentially wear whatever. But I did like it. I liked the teachers. A lot of them were like younger-ish, you know, as compared to like where I went before, where they were, you know, it was a Catholic school, so it was more just a lot of older teachers for the most part, you know. Mm-hmm. So I really liked it overall, high school versus middle school and elementary school. Yeah. Definitely, Mrs. Frass and Mr. Hallmore were like my two favorites. They stood out from everyone else. There was one teacher that didn't like him. He was really smart, but he just couldn't teach people who weren't really smart. So I did terribly in his class. Aww. Because I just couldn't. He just wasn't a good like teacher. Like he was fun as a person. He was funny. And I was able to pass his classes because those like. In the back of, like, a math book where they have, like, a quiz. He would actually count that as a quiz grade, which is worth more than a homework grade. Okay. And for homework and quizzes or whatever, you were supposed to hand your paper to someone next to you, and they would, like, check it and then put, you know, at the top of the paper, like, whatever, and then turn it in. But just, I mean, just don't do it. I didn't do it. And then I would just write, you had to show your work, so I would just write the question, and then just write the answer that he read out loud in class, mm-hmm. and then mark, like, the last couple wrong that were, like, word problems, and then turn it in, and so, essentially by cheating, I was able to pass the class, because the exam and, like, actual test, I bombed, because I didn't know what I was doing, but, like, the quiz grades and the homework I did great in, so I passed. I had him for 3 years, 3 of my 4 years.
Oh, wow.
I had him for geometry, first semester of Algebra 2, and, no, I had him for second semester of Algebra 1, all year geometry, and then first semester of Algebra 2. It was bad, especially when I only had him for first semester of Algebra 2, because then second semester of Algebra 2, I had this other teacher who did nothing like that, so I barely passed that class. I passed with, like, a D. Because I didn't know what I was doing. Because Mr. Nelson, he just couldn't teach people. He couldn't teach people who weren't smart. Because the smart kids in my class, especially the ones who were like in the class when like you were supposed to take it, like geometry, algebra 2, you're supposed to take junior year at our school. Uh-huh. But like there were a couple sophomores in the class because they were, you know, up a grade or for math because they were smart. So they were able to do really well, but they were already smart. Right. So they had no problem. I liked him as a person, just not as a teacher. But that's getting stuck with him.
You couldn't avoid him.
I could not. So I have absolutely no idea anything about geometry either, because I had him for all year geometry, so I know nothing. you know, what are you gonna do? Oh, well.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're really using geometry a lot these days anyway, so.
Exactly. I don't use really most math nowadays because I'm not in a profession where I need to.
That's very true.
So I'm fine. I don't need it. Okay. I did have my German teacher. I really liked him. Mr. Filter, he was always really funny too, and he spent time in Germany, so he had like first-hand experience with like German culture and stuff, so he would explain some things, and I pretty good at languages. Like when it came to being in school, like I did well in English, and then like when I took German, and then I only had him freshman year for German 1, and I signed up for German 2, but then he ended up working at a school that was closer to where he lived, because where like our school was kind of out of the way, so I wasn't able to take German 2. But enjoyed him. I'm friends with him on Facebook, actually.
Oh, wow.
So, I think he's, like, one of my only... I think he is my only high school teacher that I'm friends with on Facebook. yeah.
I think... Ooh, out of all of my teachers that I've had, I think I'm only friends with two of them on Facebook. One's my kindergarten teacher, and one is my chemistry teacher from high school.
Yeah, I had friends with a handful of teachers on Facebook, but it's mostly ones from the school I work at now, because that's where I went to up until high school, and my grandma's worked there, and now I work there, so I'm friends with a handful of teachers that work there, yeah, or worked there in the past. So most of them are retired now. But, you know, just because they would have added me, and I would have been like, I mean, yeah, I guess. Especially now, I don't post anything on Facebook. I haven't in, like, I remember the last time I, like, actually posted on Facebook. I did post when Maki was sick, asking for help with that. But before that, I don't know. I don't really use Facebook. I go on it and, like, look at what other people post, but I don't really post myself.
Yeah.
I don't really do anything post-worthy. I don't have kids. I don't travel most of the time. So, I don't really do much. So, I don't post. Same with, like, Instagram. I don't usually post.
Yeah. Yeah, I normally post on Facebook. It's just... either I'm sharing something that somebody else has posted, or those little, I don't even know what to call them, because they're not, like, tests or anything, but, like, the little games, it's like, oh, well, you know, what is your future going to look like for the next 5 years? Or what Harry Potter house do you belong in, and who's, like, all that stuff. It's like, other than that, I don't really put anything else on Facebook.
Yeah, it was funny, because one time you posted one of those, and it was like, I think it was something of like, whose kid are you or something, or, and it was like these two random people, but one of them was a Chinese guy.
Yeah. yeah. I've gotten a couple of those.
Yeah. I don't remember what one it was, like when it was, but it was a while ago, but, I remember one, you were really like, what? And then two, it was really funny because I actually took a screenshot of it and sent it to my friend because that guy is in like a Chinese drama that she really likes.
Oh,
and so she's like, it's him, it's the guy. I don't remember who he is because I don't watch him.
Yeah, I think I took one and it was like, what celebrities do you look like or something? And it was like two Asian guys. I was like, okay, first of all, who are they? And second of all, what?
It's really funny, like, people who post those, it's always, like, a lot of the times people who post those are, like, older people, and then, you know, it's like, who do you, what celebrity do you look like? And it's some, you know, really young celebrity that looks nothing like them.
Right.
So those are always really funny to me, because that's usually what it is, because that's most of the people that, like, do those kinds of things are, old people that are, like, retired, and they're like, all I do is Facebook.
Yeah.
I have a handful of relatives that do that, so I mean, if that's, you know, go for it. It's, I mean, essentially like the Twitter or the Tumblr for old people, you know, where it's just, I'm just posting what I'm doing because I'm bored.
Because I have nothing else to do, right?
Yeah. So I mean, why not? I just don't post anything on Facebook. I don't click on any of those things because I always get nervous now because people are like, it's the virus. But dude, I take quizzes on freaking Tumblr all the time now.
I haven't taken a quiz and I don't know how long.
I don't know. I'd never heard of it until recently when it ever since like quarantine, it's blown up on Tumblr. Like people are always posting like random. Oh, totally. People are always posting like what freaking flower are you? Or I don't know. Like it's just the most random quizzes. Like what were you back in the olden days? And it's like you were a peasant dying from the plague. Like yes,
because that's what everyone wants to hear.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of fun, dumb quizzes. They're all over Tumblr, and every time I come across one, for the most part, I take it just because it's fun. And then I take a screenshot of my answer, and then I send the quiz and my answer to my friend, and then she replies with whatever her answer is. They're just fun, dumb quizzes that, you know, they take up time that you have plenty of, so it's right. Like, why not? But yeah, man, don't know why it started to blow up, but they're fun.
Something to do.
Yeah. The thing is that sometimes it takes forever to load. Sometimes you have to refresh it or you have to just wait a little bit because sometimes they just take forever. It's like, all right. Most of the time I've been okay, though. But there was one time, one particular quiz where like it just wouldn't load for me, but I just waited. Like, but I took a shower, so like 15, 20 minutes later I came back and it was... it working, so I don't know what the problem was. Part of it is probably because so many people are making and taking these that there's probably, you know, so many people on it that it's kind of panicking. But for the most part, that's really the only problem I've had with it. But yeah, it's a good time. If you come across one, you should take it.
I will keep my eye out for them.
I know you don't go on Tumblr as much as you used to.
No.
But I'm on it multiple times a day, so I see them a lot. But all right, so I have a question.
Okay.
Is there something that you, or some things that you can watch or play over and over again, like you know what's gonna happen, you know what people are gonna say, but you just every now and then you're like, I haven't watched this in a while or played this in a while, and then you just do it again?
Recently, because normally I don't replay games. Normally, if I ever do actually finish like a story based game, then I'm done with it and it just sits and collects dust. Or if it's a digital download, then I'll go ahead and delete it because I'm like, I'm never going back to that game again. but out of me owning an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4, I've only successfully, like 100% completed one game, and that was Marvel's Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4. And even though it's an open world game in a sense that you can, you know, basically traverse all around New York City, but it's not like you can go outside of, you know, like designated areas. Mm-hmm. And even though I've completed all the story missions, completed all the side missions, completed all the optional missions and everything's done, it's just sometimes I just like to go back in and just swing around the city. It's actually kind of calming and it's fun. But there was a platinum trophy for the game to complete it all. Like, I complete all the missions, I get, like, certain stats and stuff for everything. But then once the DLC came out, they had what they call, you know, New Game Plus, where basically you take all of your power-ups, your skills, and everything from your previous save, and you can carry that over into a new game. So you get a trophy for completing the game on New Game Plus, and then you get a trophy for completing the game on the hardest difficulty. Mm-hmm. And it's only just the main story game. You don't have to do all the side missions and optional stuff like that. So when the DLC came out, they had 3 episodes of DLC. You got specific trophies for completing all the DLC and different side stuff in the DLC. So I played through all of that. Then I played through the whole entire game again on New Game Plus. And at some point, I'm going to go back and play through it on the hardest difficulty. I just have to prepare myself for that fight because I know it's going to be tough. But yeah, I think Spider-Man is probably the only game that I've gone back to and done it over and over again. And actually, not even for the trophies. I mean, like, the DLC stuff was for the trophies. But mostly just to play the game again, because it's a really good game. And even though I know how the story is going to end, I know what's going to happen, it's still... I feel like the voice acting was really well done. The story... I mean, because... anybody who's ever listened to the show knows how much I love Spider-Man. but the story is real intriguing. But as far as things that I watch, probably Marvel movies. I watch those over and over again. Mostly the more recent ones, like Black Panther, Thor Ragnarok, the last two Avengers, Infinity War and Endgame. I can, like, repeatedly watch those. Civil War, Captain America and Winter Soldier, those are some ones that I can just watch over and over and over again and not get tired of them. Kind of Funny did a MCU in review for the Marvel Cinematic Universe when Infinity War was getting ready to come out. I think it came out in 2019, maybe? No, Endgame came out last year. So Infinity War had to come out in 2018. But so, I think at some point in January, because Infinity War was supposed to come out in May, they were like, if you watch every Marvel Cinematic Universe one a week, starting from this one day in January, you'll lead up to Infinity War. So they started watching it and doing a review of that movie every single week. And I think over the weekend, what did I watch? I watched... Was it Avengers? Maybe. It was one of the movies.
Maybe. I watched it.
And then I just ended up going back to the end review series. And like for the past couple days... I've just had the end review series playing. I just got up to Ant-Man and the Wasp today, right before we started recording. I almost finished that episode. And I think after that, I have Captain Marvel, Endgame, and Spider-Man Far From Home to watch. But yeah, it's just like I'll go back and either watch those videos or listen to the podcast versions of those. But yeah, definitely anything MCU related. Mostly anything MCU related, I'll say that. They have some movies that aren't that great. They don't hold up that well. So probably won't go back and watch those. But for the most part, a lot of the MCU movies, especially like if it came on TV or something, I'll just sit there and just watch it.
Man, there was one time where I was over at my friend's house. And we were watching something or whatever, like on YouTube or something. So when she exited it, it was, you know, just something on TV. And it was Thor Ragnarok, I guess, because that's what she said. But she's like, oh, this movie's great. Have you seen it? And I looked at her like, do you know me? Like, that was the weirdest. It must have just been, you know, an automatic, like... Oh, have you seen this?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Response.
I think the only Marvel movie I've ever seen is Black Panther, and that's just because it was like around my birthday. So I was hanging out. I was going to be going over to her house for the weekend, and then she's like, "Oh, well, me and my mom and Tyler really want to go see it. But, like, we'll reschedule if you don't want to." And I was like, no, I don't care. I like going to movies. So I went with them. And I did enjoy the movie. But that's the only Marvel movie I've ever seen. So.
Out of all of them, that's the only one you've ever seen?
Huh?
I said, out of all of them, that's the only one you've ever seen.
Yes, I have not seen any other superhero movie whatsoever.
I mean, that's there's nothing wrong with that at all, because I know it's not really your thing. But yeah. It's definitely you're definitely hard pressed to find people that haven't I guess kind of bought into the superhero hype.
Yeah.
My girlfriend hasn't seen any DC movies. Like, she hasn't seen Batman or Justice League or any of those. But she's seen the Marvel ones. At least I think she's seen all the Marvel ones. She's seen Black Panther for sure. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not into, like, superheroes or comics or those kind of movies. Like, I don't know. It's just, especially with how convoluted it is and then everything. Yeah. And I'm just like, eh, I'm not. Like I said, Black Panther, I did like it. Mm-hmm. It's not like it was a bad movie or anything, but it didn't make me want to watch other movies that are in the same universe or anything, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just like a good, like a just singular movie. I liked it. but no, I just don't have any interest in the others, especially with just how people are so. You know how people are when it comes to it, so I'm like,
what's the word you use? Feral?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. They get real serious about it.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not that, you know, whatever. yeah, when it comes to games, really the only ones, I guess, that I've played are usually like Harvest Moon-esque. Like back in the day, when I was younger, I would play a lot of Harvest Moon ones. And then like Stardew Valley nowadays, I've restarted it two or three times in order to like either marry someone else or because I started it on a new console, so I have to, you know, make a new world or, you know, whatever. So I've done it a couple times. And, you know, I mean, it has a loose story, you know. You could play forever, as far as I know. You could just farm and make your farm look really nice. So that one's not too, like, story-based, really. If you really don't want to do anything story-wise, if all you want to do is just finish the comm center and then move on, if you don't ever want to get married or anything, you don't even have to finish the comm center if you don't want to. Really, you just play, make your farm look nice if that's all you want to do. That's really the only game that I've played like more than once. But then like watching things, TV show wise, the only one I've watched multiple times is Sense8. And that one I just really like. So every now and then, like, well, I guess it's not really every now and then. I watched it originally. I don't remember what it was. It must have been a couple years ago. Because then I watched it recently. I think it was earlier this year. I just rewatched it myself. Because I was like, man, I haven't watched it in a while. Like, I don't remember everything that happened. And I really like this show. So it had been long enough that I had forgotten some. So I rewatched it. And then the last time I hung out with my friend, which would have been like a month or so ago, I started watching it with her because she wanted to watch it. Finally, I got her into it. So that was my third time, and that one was more recent, so I remembered things that happened. And we haven't finished it. We only got to like, we're on the last episode of season one, but obviously we haven't really been able to like hang out to watch more. That's what we're on for my third watch through and her first. watch like things on like YouTube all the time. There's this this one guy. His channel name is Batman9502, and I watch his Zelda playthroughs a lot. Like just every few months or so, I watch one of them usually. Because he does it the way that he does it. It's really like, it's meant to be a tutorial of like, here's what you do, and then you do this, and then you go here. So he knows exactly what he's doing, and he 100%s the game, and he's like really chill, so I watch him all the time. I've watched him play Skyward Sword, Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, Ocarina of Time, and then he started Wind Waker but never ended up finishing it.
Okay.
But like right now I just started rewatching Skyward Sword for no reason other than mostly just for background noise while I play like, you know, Animal Crossing or something. Yeah. But if I forget the story or I just want to rewatch the game, then I watch his because he does everything, you know, exactly. If I want to watch someone funny or something, then I watch like Game Grumps. I watch a lot of Game Grumps compilations. Like the actual YouTube channel name that I watch is called Game Grumps Compilations. It's an unofficial channel.
Okay.
But they make them for all sorts of things. And the ones for them that I always watch, I watch their Pokemon Fire Red compilation. It's like 3 hours long or something because the game itself was like 80 parts or something. And it was a few years ago, but it's just really funny because Dan had never really played Pokemon, so like a Pokemon will show up and he'll be like, "What is that?" So I love that one. A lot of their Mario and Zelda games I watch, specifically like Super Mario Sunshine or the Breath of the Wild compilation. I watch that one a lot because that one is really funny. And then I watch Sonic Forces and Sonic Boom because those ones are funny. Because you know about Sonic Boom, right? About how it like freaking was a bad game. Like it like came out too soon or something. Like it was rushed, and so it's just not great. So it's really funny watching them play any sort of Sonic game. Because Aaron just talks all the time about how he hates Sonic. I mean, he does the same thing with Zelda. He's like, "I hate 3D Zelda games," but it's still funny.
Yeah.
And then Trauma Center is also really funny. They never completed that one because it got hard, so that's fair. It was like a Wii game too. Yeah, I'm pretty much Game Grumps compilation, specifically those ones I just watch all the time. Like those ones I've watched multiple times. They're good for like background noise because I've already watched them, but then also if I tune in every now and then, it's only like the funny moments parts for the most part. So it's like if I do tune in, if I just want to have, you know, some laughs, then I can. That's really like the things on YouTube, but show wise not much, game wise not much, but YouTube compilations like that, like Game Grumps and stuff, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great for just watching. I love Game Grumps. I've told you before. I love them so much. they're doing longer episodes. I don't remember when they started doing longer episodes. It was before quarantine, I think. That's nice because their episodes before used to be like 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes. Now they're usually at least 40 to 60 minutes. So it's really nice to have a longer episode and then still have at least an episode out a day. I've been enjoying that. They've started playing Super Mario Galaxy 2 recently.
Ooh, very nice.
I never played that one. I played Super Mario Galaxy, but I never played the second one. I didn't know there was a second one. And then they started playing it, so I guess there's a second one. if you ever want to watch a game, Aaron gets really mad. I mean, that's a lot of them, but...
I would say, I would imagine that happens quite often.
And pretty much one that has motion controls will always mess him up. So, like, Skyward Sword is really funny because he hates Skyward Sword. And then Majora's Mask, up until when he started to use, like actually know where he's going and use guides actively and stuff. Like, there was a point where he's like, "I just don't want to play this game anymore." And then finally he came back like, "All right, I know what I'm doing. A guide or something." So, but Skyward Sword is more recent. And that one was he had a terrible time with that one because you know motion controls, and that's fair because motion controls are dumb.
Right.
I agree. like I'm rewatching you know, Batman 9502 play Skyward Sword, and even watching him when he knows what he's doing struggle with motion controls sometimes. Like, he's like, oh, it's a little wobbly. I guess I'm not calibrated.
Yeah,
that was a bad idea. Glad they moved on from that.
Right.
But, I'm playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I've started to time travel. Okay. Not a lot yet. But there are some villagers that I want gone.
So, how do you get them gone?
Well, there are different methods, and I'm not sure exactly what the best one is.
Okay.
Eventually, well, right now what I'm doing, the ones that I really want gone, is I'm just ignoring them. I'm not talking to them at all. Apparently, that's one of the methods. I don't know how well it works, and it still takes forever for them to move out, but I guess if you talk to, like, all the other villagers except for, like, certain one or ones, then I guess they start feeling lonely and leave. I tried to block off their houses. I put fences around them, hoping that that's what my cousin told me to do, so that they don't talk to the other villagers, but they just teleport out, so there's nothing I can do.
Okay.
So I still have fences in front of their houses, just so I remind myself not to, like, go in there and talk to them. But some people find this really mean, and they get really mad at people who do this, but guess what? It's my game, I bought it, so I can have or not have who I want. Exactly!
You have every right to say who lives on your island.
Yeah, but people get pissed about it. They're like, if you don't have at least one unattractive villager, then I don't trust you. It's like, man.
Wait, what does that even mean?
Like there's so many villagers that people don't like because they're, like, ugly. For example, two of the villagers that I really don't want, I consider ugly. And if you don't, apparently people are like, if you don't have at least one ugly villager on your island, then I don't trust you. I don't know. I don't care. The only people that come to my island are freaking my cousin and my friend anyway, so. If anyone would like Rocket or Quilson, I want them not on my island anymore. Let's see. Who do I have? I have some that I got specifically for Trace because I'm a basic bitch and I really want Raymond. Because everyone wants Raymond.
Oh my god. I'm sure at some point I will understand what all this means, but as of right now,
I'm shooting my shot right now.
The largest statements I've ever heard.
Man, Raymond is he's a cat villager, and I really like him because, one, he's a cat, and then, two, he's got heterochromia, so he's got two different colored eyes, and then he's just, I don't know, he's got the smug personality, but, apparently I seem to like villagers who have the snooty personality, so it doesn't bother me. But he's one of the new villagers, so you can't get an amiibo card for him, so he's hard to get. So people are able to sell him for, like, a lot. Like, a lot of Nook Miles or Bells or, like, a bunch of really good villagers. Him and, like, a few others, but mostly him out of the new ones. But ones that I'm willing to give away... the really good ones that I'm willing to give away are Flurry, Rosie, and Lily. But I also don't want Charlize or Norma. And then obviously not Quilson or Rocket. They're gross. Sherb, Bangle, and Pearl I like. And then eventually I'll have Olivia and Marshall. I have Meebos coming for those, but they're just not here yet. They're in the mail. So I'll have those. But I really want Raymond. I will give away Sherb if I can get Raymond for him. But I like Sherb. But, man, what a time. I have Flurry, Rosie, and Lily just for trades. I only got them because they're popular. So hopefully I can get, like, I don't think I'll be able to get Raymond for him, but hopefully I can get some Nook Miles for him so I can travel more islands to find Raymond.
Oh boy.
You'll maybe know what this means. This is a lot. My friend just got the game like the other day, and she doesn't know any of this because she's never really played Animal Crossing before anyway.
Yeah, and then same here.
And then this is all really intense, like villager trading, which I've never actually done, but my cousin has. She invited me to some groups on Facebook so I can get an idea of like what villages are popular and what they go for price wise, and then eventually I'll post mine on there to hopefully get Raymond. He's probably the only one, him and then Olivia and Marshall, but Olivia and Marshall I have the amiibos coming for, but Raymond's really the only other one that I really want. I haven't looked through. I need to like look through a list of the villagers or something and see, because like Pearl, I didn't even know she was a villager, but I happened to come across her on an island. She's a calico cat, and so I grabbed her because I thought she was cute. Rosie's also complicated. Yes, Rosie's also a cat. Well,
just that response. Well,
I mean, it's not like illegal. People do it all the time. It depends on what trading group you're into, because there are certain rules.
Sounds highly suspect.
Dude, Nintendo would probably hate that people do this. Nintendo is extremely strict when it comes to Animal Crossing. Like, you can only have one island per Switch. You'd have to buy a whole nother Switch and game to get another island. So, like, even if you have, like, I think I've said this before, even if you have a family Switch, you can only have one island. You can't have, like, multiple ones per profile. So you have to buy a whole nother Switch and a whole nother game just for another family member to be able to play Animal Crossing.
Wow.
And, yeah. And people, I mean, like, time travel and stuff, people do it all the time. I think I'm 2 days ahead. I think I'm on April 20... The only one day. I think I'm April 29th. Like, my friend, she has a southern island, so I had her time travel back to March so that we could catch sharks. So I'm doing well catching fish and bugs, except for the rare ones. I have a bad like the ones that are like, this one's rare to catch. I don't have them because they're too rare for me. I have such bad luck. It's like all the villagers that I've come across, like, because there's 400 plus villagers or whatever the frick. So being able to find Raymond either on an island or having him appear in your campsite is so hard. Or any villager, whatever villager you're looking for. It's really hard to do. That's why people, part of the reason why people time travel and stuff. So
if you were in April on your island, if you travel to her island, you go back to March?
Yep. You can change it to whatever. You can jump forward, you can jump backward. There was someone who was trying specifically to get this villager named Judy at her campsite. And in order to do that, she had traveled all the way to, like, January of 2023 and finally got her. She was, like, the 78th freaking camper that she got. Finally, she got her. I remember she explained her method, but I was like, this is too complicated for me. It was like...
Already sounds complicated. Just trying to get one to leave your island.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Back in the old days, all you had to do was just, like, hit them with a net over and over again, and they'd get really mad, and they'd leave, but, like...
I'm just gonna assault you until you leave.
But, nowadays, I guess one of the methods is either to just ignore them and talk to everyone else, or my cousin saw a method where you just talk to them 5-plus times in a row every day, and then they get annoyed with that, and then... I guess you can also, like, time... I saw a method that said you can time travel, like, 15 or 16 days ahead, and then one of your villagers will have a thought bubble, and then you talk to them, and they'll talk about moving. And if it's one you want to move, you say, like, yes, move. And if not, travel another 15 or 16 days into the future and try again until it's one of the villagers you want gone. Or, like, what I just did yesterday is Lily was at my campsite, and so I just talked to her and convinced her to move into my island, but since my island was full... apparently you can either, sometimes she will say like, oh, what if this person, was thinking about moving? And so either you can say yes, if that's a villager that you want gone, or if not, then just don't save and just reset and convince her to move to your island again. And then either she'll say someone else, or sometimes they'll be like, you pick who should move and I'll move in. But she was like, maybe Rory wants to move. And I was like, sure, man, kick out Rory. I'll take Lily for Rory. So Rory's gone, and Lily moved into his spot on the island. I only have Lily to give away because I don't want her. Not give away, but to trade. But
so a lot of information to take in.
Yeah, you'll get more you'll understand more once you have the game and like play it for a little bit and all that. But I can't wait for you to start your game and have, like, I don't know if you can have Raymond as a starting villager, but you'll have, like, the villagers I really want. Like, you'll probably have, like, Olivia, or, like, a really cool one, like, Anka, and then your first, like, camper will be, like, Raymond, and I'll be like, man.
Well, if I do somehow get Raymond to come to my island, I will find a way to send him your way.
Oh, it's easy. I can help you do that. I will totally take Raymond. I have already told my cousin, or my friend, because my cousin wants him too, but I told my friend to tell her boyfriend, and then also her. I'm like, if you guys get Raymond, I will 100% take him. I was like, I will give you all your own money. Only up to, like, not like, apparently my cousin saw that Raymond's going for, like, the lowest she saw, like, on eBay, the lowest she saw was, like, $13, and the highest she saw was, like, $40. And, like, that I wouldn't trust. I wouldn't pay some rando IRL money. I'm like,
that's you know what? Honestly, that's not surprising.
Yeah, that's not
surprising.
Or people will ask for like a whole bunch of bells, or like a whole bunch of Nook Miles tickets, or like a whole bunch of like a handful of like really popular villagers for Raymond. Because he's so popular, and as long as people will, you know, pay it, then people keep doing it.
Right.
But I don't know if I'd trust a rando for Raymond, but at this point I don't really know how else to get him. I know I can, but I've just had such bad luck trying to search the islands for him. I've used 70, I've used almost 200 Nook Miles, I think, trying to, Miles tickets, trying to find him, and I didn't. And I found a few villagers multiple times, and those ones made me really mad, because I'm like, why have I found you multiple times, but I haven't found ones that I want? I only have, like, 19 Nook Miles left, that I got from my cousin, because she got a bunch from doing, like, trades with people. But, you know, she's good at doing that kind of stuff. I'm not. I don't know if I trust randos. She said never to use Discord for trading, because there's a lot of scammers on Discord, and also as soon as you post something, you'll get, like, 50-plus people messaging you all at the same time if it's someone's popular, and it's really overwhelming. So that's why she uses Facebook one.
So, I have many questions. But I am hoping to get a Switch this week. And start my Animal Crossing adventure by the weekend.
I hope so. Yeah, that'll be great. You'll have to tell me who your starting villagers are. Your starting villagers, your native fruit, your native flower, and your airport color. Those are all things that can change.
I'm not going to remember that, but let me jot that down.
My airport color is blue. My native fruit was apples. My native flower is pansies. And my starting villagers were Rory and Charlize.
Okay. So I need to know starting fruit, starting villager, airport color, and starting flower.
Mm-hmm. And then I have all the fruits, so I can give you all the fruits when you start. I did that for my friend too. And then if you want, like when you first start, if you have like either a fruit you don't want or villagers you don't want or airport color you don't want, you can just restart, like scrap the whole game, get rid of your save file, and then just start again. You don't have to if you don't want to. I didn't because I didn't think about that, and I probably should have because I didn't like my starting villagers, but I did like my airport color and fruit. So I just left it.
And so I'm guessing you can't change the airport color.
No. It's just that's what it is. And it also, depending on if you choose northern or southern hemisphere, it kind of it affects your the fruit you have and then maybe your airport color. Because my friend, I had her pick southern hemisphere just so that we could go back and forth. And like, because I have the northern hemisphere. So because I think eventually I think you can have like all the bugs and all the fish on your island. But like, depending on the time of year and like the everything. So like for her back in March, you could get sharks on the southern hemisphere, but you could not in the northern hemisphere. So I had her pick southern. So she started off with cherries. She started off with Lyman and Diva, which are gross villagers. I hate them so much. But she
that sounds so horrible.
She likes Lyman, but she does not like Diva. And her airport color is orange, and her flower is the wind flower. So I know, like, her fruit was cherries. I don't know if I said that. I know, like, fruit can be affected based on if you choose northern or southern hemisphere. You're supposed to pick where you live, but you don't have to.
Okay.
But, also, obviously, the times are different. So, like, for us, because it's April, it's like spring because it's the northern hemisphere. But then, like, for the southern hemisphere, hers is all kind of, like, gray because it's, like, getting to be fall. It was fun. It was fun going back to March and then catching sharks. But then she ended up catching all of the sharks, and I was only able to catch one kind. So again, my luck is bad. yeah, it's a lot of fun. I told her she could restart her island if she wanted to, if she didn't like her villagers and stuff, but she's like, nah, I don't want to. And I was like, all right, like, it's fine. You can always get your villagers on later if you want to or whatever. You know, it's kick them out.
Apparently beat them with a net until they leave.
I don't know if that works anymore, but I know back in the day, back in the older games, it did. That's what people did all the time.
Oh, but yeah, if I can get that this week, then next week will definitely be our Animal Crossing episode, because I will come to you with plenty of questions and we can go ahead and figure this out.
Too bad we can't like record our switches and we can go to each other's islands and I can
yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah,
I've heard that it takes like a capture card and all that kind of stuff to do that, so that's out of the question.
Yeah, it would be fun though. But yeah, I'll probably make fun of your villagers.
I'm sure you will.
I have done nothing on my island still. I don't know if I even have the option to terraform. If I do, I have no idea where that option is. And apparently it also costs a lot of bells anyway, and I don't have that. But my island is bad, especially like, I mean, it's just essentially just the starting island. Like, I haven't terraformed at all, so I kind of like how it's laid out, except for where all my villagers' houses are, because I tried to avoid a specific area, two specific areas, because that's where I have fruit trees. And because of that, I have like three villagers' houses that are all kind of like right next to each other, and it looks really bad. And I can move them, but I haven't because I think it costs bells, and then also I want to be able to like terraform and move the fruit trees that I have around, the like non-native fruit trees that I have, because they weren't grown, so I didn't know which ones they were, to avoid them. But that's a whole thing. I made my house look decent because I was able to upgrade and I had an attic, so I had more space. Because before, my two side rooms were filled with junk because I didn't have enough storage room. But now that I have more storage room, my house looks all right. I still don't have a basement because I haven't paid off my attic yet, but house looks all right. It's still not quite how I want it. I'm not sure exactly how I want it, but right now I'm decently satisfied with it. My bathroom doesn't look great. I haven't found a good wall and floor to match each other yet, but I like the kitchen and my bedroom and the attic the most. But, yeah, we'll definitely have to, especially because you only have, like, a handful of days worth of, like, Animal Crossing knowledge.
Yeah.
And it'll only be, like, the starting bits. Yeah, so you won't really know. Like, even my friend, I'm like, oh, you'll have to do this to get to this. And she's like, oh, man. I'm like, yeah. But once you get into it, I mean, you know, and you learn how to do things, then it's a lot better.
Yeah.
You just got to get used to it. Like, even I, you know, because, like, the crafting thing is new. So that, you know, was different. And then, I'd never really gotten to, like, the Animal Crossing, like, I don't know, anything. Like, I just never really did, like, a ton. I never tried to make my island, or, well, town or whatever the frick look ice or anything like that. Like, people did all the time. But I just never did that, so I don't really know how. And I never really know how to make anything look nice. Because I just never do it. Like, on Stardew, like, my farm is just basically, like, laid out. I don't try and make it, like, look really pretty like some people's farms. Yeah. I'm just not good at that kind of thing. My cousin's really good at it. Her island looks really nice, but then she's like, I hate it! I need to fix it! So I don't... I haven't been back to her island since she started moving things around, so I don't know what it looks like now. I know that's part of the reason why she's trading villagers, is to get bells to terraform her island. Yeah, man. If anyone wants the villagers I have, let me know, because I don't want most of them.
Yeah, so if any of our listeners are out there playing Animal Crossing and you want Ashley's villagers, hit us up, send us a message. Ashley can send you her dodo code and we'll figure it all out. But you can find us on social media at our Tumblr page, spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on the page. You can click that, send us a message, ask us a question. If you have Animal Crossing questions, Ashley seems to be a bit of an expert on it. So send some of those her way, and she might be able to answer those for you. I might have the same question because I know next to nothing about this. But you can also find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Again, leave us a message, ask us questions. We'd love to hear from you all. You can also find us on Twitter, at SpiderBitesCast. Tweet at us. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to forego social media, you can email us at SpiderBitesPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with the show, you can subscribe to us on just about all podcast streaming services, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, Google, Podchaser, any one of those. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast and click subscribe. And if you do subscribe, we ask, if you can, leave us a rating and a review. The ratings will help us move up in those podcast charts, so that way when someone is looking for a new podcast to listen to, they'll be more likely to find us on that list. The reviews help us. It lets us know what you think about the show, things that you like, things that you think we can improve upon, so that way we can deliver a better quality show to you. So, if you subscribe, just rate us, review us. We would love that feedback from you all. If you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, then you can still keep up with the show by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player right there from your browser, wherever you can access the internet, PC, laptop, gaming device, phone, tablet, anywhere you can get on the internet. Just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, select play, and it'll start playing right there in your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, Our social media links will be in the description of the show, as well as all of the links of everything else that I just mentioned. And it is storming right now.
Oh boy.
So that's fun,
man.
So Mike need to go ahead and end this, because I don't know what's going to happen with the power situation.
That's what I was going to say, is like, man, imagine right at the end if it just goes out.
Right at the outro, just the internet drops.
At least we made it through the whole episode. Woo! We had some trouble at the beginning, yeah, so we nailed it.
You start off rocky in the start and finish off smooth on the end.
Well, all right. Awesome.
So, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. Hopefully, maybe next week will be our Animal Crossing episode. We'll see how that goes. But if it's not, we'll still be back with more topics to bring to you. Same old craziness, same old randomness that you all love and adore. But thank you so much. We hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.